The Stranger Within, written by Catherine Croft and read by Lisa Coleman.
Prologue. Now. I am a wife, a mother, a friend. But now I'm also a murderer. Sitting across from me, his arms folded as he leans forward, D.S. Connolly shakes his head. He is a handsome man, but when I look at him, all I see is his label. Police officer. He's here to make sure I pay for what I've done. Is there sadness in his eyes? He certainly isn't gloating. Does he pity me because I don't look like a murderer, or talk or act like one? What does a killer look like anyway? Before now, I would have been able to produce a description. Someone with a wild or blank expression. Something not quite right. But now I know differently. Do you understand what's happening? D.S. Connolly says. That you're being charged with murder. Murder. It's a strange word. It's probably been used 1,000 times in this cold, sterile room. But somehow it feels out of place. As incongruous as I am. I nod, but he doesn't look convinced. Perhaps he thinks I'm not all there, that I'll plead temporary insanity. But he's wrong. My thoughts have never felt more lucid. From beside him, his female colleague, whose name I've already forgotten, stares at me, but says nothing. I turn away from the judgment on her face. It will scar me if I hold her gaze. And back to D.S. Connolly. Are you sure you don't want a solicitor here with you? He asks. This time I nod, but it does nothing to erase his frown. He's being nice to me because I've been cooperative. I haven't fussed or complained. I've seen enough television programmes to know I should ask for legal representation. But what's the point? I must be their ideal suspect. Is that the right word? Well, whatever the case, I will wear the label as I do the others. He shrugs and pushes my polystyrene cup further towards me. The tea is bound to be cold by now, but I force myself to drink the tepid liquid. It is flavourless, as if my taste buds have numbed, every part of me frozen by what I've done. I stare into my drink, avoiding D.S. Connolly's searching eyes. If I look at him, I will lose my defences. It would probably be good to cry, to release the remorse in which I'm drowning. But I refuse. Not until I am alone. There is blood on my hands, and I need to suffer the consequences. The female officer flicks through the papers she's holding, and then nods to D.S. Connolly. Okay, he says. Are you ready to talk? To tell us everything? We'll be recording this. He indicates the tape recorder on the table. It contains 3 tapes and looks as if it belongs to a past decade. But I try to ignore it, keeping my eyes on him. Nodding, I push aside my cup. I'm ready.